Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Dr. Andrew Andrew Hanson, Hanson, PhD. Address is 2 Northwood Commons Place, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-343-5696. ID is XXX XX-5747. Date of birth is 10/13/1942. 80-year-old, married, retired professor. His insurance is Anthem Blue Cross / PERS Optum RX. Pharmacy is CVS Chico. It's address 2. VLADIMIRRISTICHPAC. Below that, it should say James Carter, M.D. Below that, Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E, Chico. Below that, 1740 Bruce Road, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95928-7945, 530-332-8877, 530-441-6994, parenthesis fax and parenthesis, the clinical indication. Neurological evaluation with history and findings suggesting new onset symptoms of dementia. Dear Vladimir and Dr. Carter, thank you for referring Andrew Hanson for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you know, Andrew is quite an intelligent, elderly, right-handed, retired university professor who is quite accomplished and has written a number of books and novels. New paragraph. His wife was seen today with him, and they report that he's had some cognitive decline with difficulty in recollection of things that he said or paying attention to what he does. New paragraph. His general activity and behavior today suggests that he has some ruminative thinking as well, and there may be underlying clinical symptoms of some depression because of his cognitive decline. New paragraph. His thinking is otherwise logical, goal-oriented, and intelligently focused without any unusual ideation. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12. New paragraph. He has had recent eye surgery for cataracts, but reports that his vision did not improve particularly with an underlying diagnosis of dry eye macular degeneration, for which he takes therapeutic supplements in addition to his nutritional vitamins. New paragraph. He denied having any other significant medical problems. Including unusual dyspnea. New paragraph. His past medical history was positive for measles. New paragraph. He has a history of dry skin. New paragraph. He reports adverse reaction to morphine in the past. New paragraph. His systematic review of systems was unremarkable. he does report having some hematuria on his last physical examination, and reports that he has nocturnal arousals to void at least once. He stands 6 feet tall, weighs 170 pounds. New paragraph, his family history was unremarkable for common medical illnesses. New paragraph, education. He completed college in 1961. He completed high school in 1958, college in 1961, and received his doctorate in education from USC in 1968. New paragraph. He is married. He never uses alcohol. There's no history of smoking, use of recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph. Occupational concerns, none are reported. New paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries. He has a previous history of fracture, concussion, loss of consciousness, and other injuries. Subparagraph. He reports that he fell backwards in December of 2021 and was hospitalized at Enloe Medical Center for 2 days. New paragraph. He fell backwards in January of 2022 and was seen at Enloe for 1 day, taking 2 weeks to recover. New paragraph. Surgical history, he completed tonsillectomy 1944, septoplasty 1977, biopsy for suspected giant cell arteritis June 2005, cataract surgery November 2016, and November of 2020. Dupuytren surgery was completed by Dr. Goldberg in Sacramento in July of 2003, with surgery of the left hand in 2009 and the right hand by Dr. Brazil in 2022. Colonoscopy completed by Dr. Michael Feek, F-E-A-L-K-D-O, with removal of polyps. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. In general, he reports reduced memory. Head, he denied symptoms. New paragraph, neck, he reports no symptoms, upper back and arms, no symptoms, middle back, no symptoms. Low back, no symptoms. Shoulders, no symptoms. Elbows, no symptoms. Wrists, no symptoms. Hips, no symptoms. Ankles, no symptoms. Feet, no symptoms. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms. There is no provided history for any unusual tremor or neuromuscular stiffness, comma, paresthesias, or unusual pain, motor weakness, difficulties with his sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. Troubles with ataxia. Or unusual dysomnia. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Dash C above. Today he is Alert, oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. Immediate, recent, remote memories are preserved, as is his attention and concentration. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are preserved. New paragraph is deep tendon reflexes deferred. Sensory examination deferred. Cerebellar testing, no evidence of tremor or ataxia. Ambulatory examination fluid. New paragraph, mental status evaluation. He has been given the NIH quality of life questionnaires to complete for a comprehensive assessment of his current capacity. New paragraph, recommendations. Diagnostic impression, history of cognitive decline with minimal, that is, mild cognitive impairment. Subparagraph, recent MR imaging suggesting cerebral atrophy. Recommendations. We will obtain high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging for evaluation and treatment of dementia. New paragraph. He'll complete the quality of life questionnaires in return. In review, laboratory testing for dementia-related risk factors will be completed for further evaluation and treatment. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. New paragraph. Medical records from Dr. O.J. Ahn and North Valley Eye Center will be obtained for review. Signed with my professional signature.